Hello and welcome back to another episode of the She's My Sister podcast. Today we are going to be discussing self-care and what that looks like for each of us. For me, self-care isn't just pampering and taking bubble baths, although I love doing that. It's doing what makes you feel whole and what makes me feel like my cup is full and just makes me feel ready to I need to take care of myself in order to take care of my kids and be the best wife and mother and sister, you know, friend I can be. And for me, that doesn't necessarily look like face masks or like pedicures. I think that a huge thing for me, it actually starts the night before, is like kind of tidying up and just getting things put away the night from that day, so that the next morning I'm not waking up to a super cluttered, messy house, because seeing that makes me feel anxious and stressed out the rest of the day.
So Katie, I had that exact thing on my list.
And really?
Have you seen the TikToks that are like closing shift and they're like moms picking up after a long day?
So that's how it is. It's like I'm going to pick up all these teeny little toys that didn't get put away because I know I'm going to step on one and it's just going to like set the mood for the whole rest of the morning if I don't pick it up now.
Mm-hmm. And the days that I do that, like at night I'm tired and I'm like, oh, I don't want to. But then when I do the next day, I'm like so thankful that I did, because it feels really good to wake up to a clean and organized house.
Right. You guys are like inspiring me to go do my dishes right now.
Amy, you could do your dishes the next morning or the next day whenever, but like a lot of times I can't necessarily get to them with the two kids or in Aaron working. I can't get to them throughout the day. So that's like my time to get things done.
I really like to have everything cleaned and like put away the night before. And I will admit it was more so when I was working because, I didn't want to worry about that in the morning.
It's kind of that mindset, like before you go on a trip, you want to have a clean house. So when you come home from the vacation, your house is clean.
Speaking of vacations, we're going like on a little trip, leaving in a couple of days. And today I was supposed to try and clean up as much as I could and like maybe start packing and stuff. And it was like the most chaotic day that I've had since Micah was like 4 months old. And I do know why, actually. It's because his first nap, it took a really long time to get him to take his first nap. And then when I finally got him down, I was like, yes, okay. Like now I'm gonna get stuff done that I need to on my phone and like prepare for this podcast. And then 25 minutes into the nap that he desperately needed, Nala started barking like crazy, which she never does that. She never does that. But there were workers across the street and she was like protecting the house or whatever. So I can't even be upset with her because she's doing her job. But Micah woke up and I was like, no.
That's so hard.
It just threw the whole day off then, because then he was like, oh, okay, I'm up and I'm ready to go for another 4 hours. And then he was just fussy for that whole time because he was tired. And then I didn't get anything done. So now I'm like, okay, I'm going to have a serious closing shift after Micah goes to sleep tonight. Like I'm going to have to be like the Energizer Bunny tonight.
It's amazing how much you can get done quickly when it's like the kids are asleep.
Yes, it is amazing. You know, I saw this, sorry to get a little off topic, but I saw this video and it was like, I timed how long it takes me to unload the dishwasher because it's a chore that I dread doing. Mm-hmm. And she was like, it only took me 3 minutes. And it's like, if you think about it that way, like 3 minutes, that's like nothing. So why do I dread this little thing all day long? Like, why not just do it and then get it done and not have to like worry about it anymore? And when you think about it that way, sometimes I'll set a timer for 30 minutes and just see how much I can get done. And it amazes me when I'm not stopping to like look at my phone or get a snack or whatever. It's like, if you just go, you can get a ton done.
That's something I've started doing because Josie doesn't take naps anymore. And so I can barely get anything done during the day. But instead of me trying to halfway pay attention to her and halfway clean things throughout the day, it's I pay attention to her all morning and then I set a timer. I say, okay, this is for 30 minutes. I need you to play. I get her like an activity, some drawing or painting or whatever it is. I need you to do this for 30 minutes so mommy can clean. And then she knows that like while, and I set a timer and she can see it. And while the timer is going, that's my like uninterrupted like cleaning time or whatever it is I need to like prep dinner or whatever it is I need to get done. And that's been working a lot better than like trying to like halfway get little tasks done throughout the day. It's just having that one chunk. But like you were saying, is like things that you put off that you dread, they're little things, but that adds to your overall like mental load. So like if I have a to-do list of like right now on my to-do list that I haven't been wanting to do is like taking my car in and getting the oil changed. Those kind, or like I just had to call and make an eye appointment to get fitted for new contacts. Those are the kind of things that it's like, I don't want to do that. But part of my self-care is like just calling and knocking those out, because then I'm not worried about it and I'm not stressed about those anymore. Mm-hmm. So like devoting one day just to get those kind of calls out of the way. And then I used to really like getting up, getting dressed, getting ready. And like, cause I feel like you look good, you feel good kind of mentality.
Yeah.
I have a much, much shorter window ready in the morning now. So like doing things quickly is key, but I think making sure I at least take the time to like wash my face, I always put on like a moisturizer with sunscreen in it and some mascara. Like that's my, like I need to do something just to brush my teeth, just feel like I'm like ready for the day. And then I use this, Madeline, you got it for me after I had Josie. It's this like Tula brand, like under eye stick, like cooling stick. And it just like, it's so cold when you put it on and just feels really nice and like cooling. So I really like using that in the mornings.
The cooling stick feels cooling?
The cooling stick does feel cooling. That's cute. I did not have my thesaurus open, Amy.
I just like that it lives up to its name.
The other thing I wanted to talk about was that I hear people talk all the time about like, it's so important, especially as a mom, to make sure you're getting me time and taking time for yourself and making that time. And that is important. And I know it is, but like, it's not always feasible. And sometimes it almost felt like this one more thing I needed to try and do. And I know that I'm in this season of my life right now where this is not going to be forever, where I'm constantly needed every minute, it feels like.
Right.
And it's okay that I'm not getting as much time for like my hobbies or like, not, I don't know.
No, I get you, because it's not forever. This is going to be such a, actually, like, I think about it all the time whenever you like see an older lady when you're out with your baby or an older man. They're always like, oh, I miss those days. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, it goes so fast. And like, it really does go fast, because Mike is about to be one and I cannot believe it.
It does. It goes by so fast. And I think it's okay to acknowledge that
it's hard.
There are days that are really hard. There are things that I am not going to miss, but there's a lot of things I will miss. But it's almost like I felt guilty for like not taking time, I guess. I should be making time to do my hobbies and doing all these things. But the reality is I just don't have time to do that all the time. But yeah. I am trying to be intentional about like at least like once a week making some time and making time for like my hobbies. So like painting, or I have been doing a lot more reading. So being more intentional instead of like scrolling on my phone while I'm breastfeeding, or like if Genevieve wakes up, she's been waking up at like 5. So like reading books on my Kindle has been really nice. And then I feel like that's some time like where I can do something for me instead of just like scrolling mindlessly on my phone.
That was one of mine too.
Going back to like setting myself up to feel less stress in the morning is I get the coffee maker ready the night before. I get the coffee all ready and like the water poured in. So all I have to do is turn it on in the morning. And then like that ritual of drinking my, like sitting and drinking my coffee, I put on a show for Josie and she can sit and watch that while I get to drink my coffee and eat like a calm breakfast. Instead of me feeling like I'm having to like scarf down my food in the morning.
And it sets the tone for the day.
It does. And then making sure I get outside is huge, especially helpful when I do it in the morning. So I've been trying to at least like the last like month, I've been much better about like getting outside in the mornings and going for runs or walks with the girls in the stroller, and it's just huge. Amy came to visit. Was that last weekend, Amy, that you were here?
Yes.
I feel like that, like, this week went by just super fast, but.
Well, not this, like, not, like, 2 days ago weekend, but, like, the one before that.
Yeah, previous weekend. I don't know. I was just feeling off. I know it's because I just didn't get much sleep the night. I was, like, super sleep deprived. Genevieve wasn't sleeping. But I was just kind of, like, feeling down and having an off day. And then we went out to dinner, and we all went for a walk afterwards. And it was, like, this switch flipped. We were, like, outside on this beautiful trail, and I suddenly felt giddy. And it was like, can we just start the day over again and do this walk in the morning so I could have gotten all of that, like, bad day out of the way? Because now I'm feeling great.
Yeah, Katie, I am realizing that I should have gone before you because you're taking all my ideas.
Sorry. That just means, like, they're good ones, right?
I'm like, everything you've talked about was literally on my list, so.
I think also, like, eating better. And for me, that means I always, like, usually on, like, a Sunday night, I meal plan for the whole week. And that's something I'm usually pretty consistent with, is planning out dinner meals and then picking up groceries on Monday. So that way I always know what I'm making for dinner or what Aaron's making. We never have to, like, think, like, oh, shoot, what are we going to make? What are we going to do? It's just ready to go. And I like trying out new recipes. I think that, like, for me, that's fun. And so just making sure that, like, I'm getting, like, healthier meals, like, prepping snacks ahead of time so I'm not just, like, mindlessly grabbing something and eating it makes me feel a lot better. I know I've talked about this in the podcast before, but I have a gratitude journal. And it's something I started doing after Josie was born. And that's something I actually – it's fun to go back and read through it because you're like, oh, yeah, I forgot that that happened. And it'll just be like, it doesn't have to be something big. Like, of course I'm grateful for our home. I'm grateful for the health of my family, but usually it's just like little funny things that happen throughout the day that I put into it. So it'll be like, I'm grateful that Aaron was able to fix our garbage disposal this morning. Or, like, whatever it is, like, I put those in there, and they are fun to go back and look at later.
Yeah. And you have to get kind of specific with it because you can't just every day be like, I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful, right. For, you know, it's like.
Well, and sometimes it'll be a bad day, but it'll be like, I'm thankful that this meltdown only lasted for a couple minutes or whatever it is. Whatever it is. Like, I'm thankful for Goldfish crackers for turning that around, whatever it might may be.
Did you know that Goldfish crackers are really bad for teeth because they get stuck in your teeth?
I did.
I saw a video about that recently, and I was like, no. Goldfish.
Was this on TikTok?
Oh, yes, of course.
See, at least you didn't say I read an article recently, because I think for a little bit there, I wanted to do that whenever I learned new information. I didn't want to be like, oh, I learned this on TikTok, because that doesn't sound as good. I wanted to be like, this article I read.
I always hate saying that I saw a TikTok video, but 90% of the time, it's probably TikTok. And honestly, I learned so much on TikTok. It's crazy.
I know. At this point, I've accepted it, and I'll admit where the knowledge came from.
From TikTok University.
Yes. Exactly. So I've gone through most of my things I was going to add, but there were, like, a couple other things I wanted to include was meeting up with a friend. So either having someone come over here or me going over to their house is really fun, like just having a time to talk, chat with them. But something that I really love is meeting up with a friend without the kids, because when the kids are there, it's so hard to finish a full conversation because you start talking about one thing and then you get interrupted or you end up having to chase somebody, whatever it is, you'll cover like 5 different topics and not finish any of them. So it is fun to occasionally just like plan like a mom's night out and have that. And I know that that's really, right now, that's really difficult to do. But like that was something that like when Josie started getting a little bit older, a little bit more independent, I was able to do more often. And it was really, I always left the dinners just feeling so much better and like being so like giddy. Like I'd get home and just like not be able to stop talking to Aaron. And he's like, you need to do this more often. Cause like he could just tell like, that I was feeling so much better when I'd get back home from them.
Yeah.
And then I think the last thing I wanted to mention was, and this is like a constant struggle for me, was just not quantifying success by what I accomplish. And whether that is like checking off like big projects or my accomplishments, that could just be like, it used to be like I'd set if I was going to go running, I had to be running at a certain pace. And like, I would get down on myself if my time wasn't faster than like the previous time. And after having kids, it was kind of like I gave myself permission to like just enjoy going running and not feeling like it had to be at a certain pace. And something that I've discovered I really love doing, which I never used to before, because like I would always listen to music that was a certain like tempo so I could make sure I was running at a certain time, but I've started listening to audiobooks or podcasts while I'm running, and I love it. It actually makes it go by so much faster. And I actually did read a study about how they had runners, like some people listened to just like positive affirmations as they were running, some people were listening to like negative things, and then they had some people listen to like neutral stuff, so like listening to a book or a podcast. And of course, the people that were listening to negative talk, obviously like they didn't run as long, but the people that were listening to like neutral things, like a book or a podcast, ran just as far as the people that were listening to like positive affirmations. And it's something that like, that makes me, it makes me feel good. And like, that's something that I'm doing for me. So that's been something lately that I've been finding a lot of enjoyment with.
That's awesome. I've always wished I was a runner. I just am not. Everything about me is not made to run.
That's just not something I wish for. Of all the things that I want to wish for, running is not one of them.
I've always wanted to like experience the runner's high, and like, people are like, oh, you feel so good after a run. And it's like, every time that I've gone on an actually like hard, long run, I felt like I was going to throw up afterwards. I looked like a tomato. Like, mm-hmm. It wasn't.
Oh, pretty. Madeline, you know what I just saw? Or I can't remember this might be a TikTok thing, but that when people, I don't know if this is true for everyone, but some people, like, their face gets super red after they're done working out. And I was reading that means a lot, usually means that you have a high histamine response to things.
High histamine response. So.
So, like, your body is like, ah, I'm freaking out. Like, let's attack.
Katie?
How nice.
Why are you telling me this?
Hey, you're allergic to running. It's okay. You have an excuse.
Okay, but what's weird is, like, when I'm doing like lifting, yoga, any other kind of workout, probably because it's not as high intensity, I don't get red like that. It's only when, and also the times that I'm thinking of when I got super red when I was running, it was in the winter. So I think it's because I was so cold.
Oh, that could definitely be it.
But yeah, Katie, did you have any like last, like any products or anything that you want to add before we go to next person?
Products wise, I already mentioned the Tula like under eye stick. I'll have to look at the like exact which kind it is. I do every night, part of my like nighttime routine is I love my Neutrogena Hydro Boost night cream. I know I recommended it to Amy and she hated it, but I love it.
I didn't hate it. It felt nice. It just gave me pimples, so it was a no-go.
Anton uses that too. He likes it too.
I like that as far as products goes. The other like kind of silly thing I like doing is drinking out of fancy cups.
Oh, I like that too.
Like, mm-hmm. I almost didn't buy it because I was like, this is a silly thing to spend my money on. But I have this like really pretty like pink sparkly tumbler from Starbucks that I just love, that I drink water out of like all day long. And then I have a really bright pink Hydro Flask, and I love drinking out of them. I just think it's fun. Or like if I'm gonna drink, like when I was pregnant and couldn't like have wine, I would drink like sparkling water or something, but I'd make sure to put it in like a fancy wine glass. So like finding joy in those little things,
romanticizing the little things.
Yes. And then just like giving yourself permission to like dance and just be silly and just ridiculous during the day, like not taking yourself so seriously.
Oh my gosh, you know what that reminded me of? Amy actually, one night I was on TikTok and she sent me a video and it was this lady. Oh man, I need to look up her username. I think it's like Amy, do you know who I'm talking about, right? The lady who's she's terminal cancer.
No, I know. I'm the one who sent it to you. I know who you're talking about, but okay. I didn't know if you knew
who I was talking about, but she has terminal cancer and she's dying, but she has a TikTok account. And I know that sounds so sad and horrible, but like she has this account and believe me, it's sad, but she like is sharing like wisdom at the end of her life, you know? And so she's in a position that not very many people are, where she can like tell you, you know, like I know that I'm going to die and here's what you should do to like live your life to the fullest. And it was so inspiring. And like, that was one of the things she said. She was like, basically like just dance and sing and be silly and who cares, because you have limited days on earth. Like, why would you care what someone else thinks? So,
right.
Amy, do you know what her username is? I feel like we need to give her.
We should find it. I know that she calls it the final chapter of those different videos. So it'll be like
We can find it and add that to the show notes afterwards, yeah, too. Yeah, I think listening to music and dancing and just being silly is, like, the fastest way to turn around a bad day. I put that on, and, like, Josie and I will just, like, we dance and laugh, and it's so much fun. And she's so into dancing right now. Doesn't matter where we are. And that right there puts a smile on my face. And, like, or calling a friend, calling either one of you or mom. Like, I think I talk to all of you at least, like, several times a week. If not every day.
Yeah, me too. Okay, well, Katie pretty much took every one of my ideas almost, but I'm going to get a little bit more like specific with those things so that it's a little different. Not just repeating. So I also put like getting ready in the morning. I try to get ready every day. And something that is a big tip for moms is like, say you have something planned for the day, like, oh, in the afternoon, I'm going to go meet my friend for lunch or something. If I have the time to get ready in the morning, I make sure and do it then. Like, I do not wait until before I need to leave, because 9 times out of 10, something's going to happen. Like, the baby's going to need something. You're going to have to do something that's going to make your time very limited right beforehand. So if you're already ready, you don't have to stress about that, because there's nothing worse than not feeling like you look your best, or like feeling comfortable in what you're wearing, or like you didn't have time to do your hair or your makeup or something. Like, I hate that. So I always make sure to, like, even if it's at like 6 in the morning, I get ready then, and then I'll just touch it up, like touch my makeup up before I go. But that way I know for sure that I'm going to be ready, and like having my outfit picked out beforehand is always good. Mm-hmm. So I'm not rushing, because rushing is not good for me. Exercising every day if possible, that's like a huge thing for me as far as self-care goes, because when I do get a workout of some sort in, I feel like a different person. Kind of like how you said that when you came home and Aaron was like, you need to do this more. How, like, when I actually go and work out, it's like, oh my gosh, I need to do this more, because I feel amazing.
Well, sometimes you don't even realize that you're feeling run down or that you're having a hard time until you feel good.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're like, I could take on the world. I feel amazing.
Yeah. It's kind of like when you've had tons of rainy days in a row and then you have a sunny one and you're like, wow, this is what feeling good feels like. I remember this person. But yeah, exercising, and I like to put a cute workout set on, even if I'm just working out at home, because it makes me feel good. Mm-hmm. And then after I work out, especially if I work out at home at night, I like to take my shower and listen to a podcast while I'm in the shower. Do this with caution, but I actually like have to bring my phone into the shower and like set it on the ledge in order to hear it.
I was just going to ask you how you can hear it. So
I like set it on the ledge. Like there's a ledge at the top of our shower that's up high enough that it doesn't like get in the water at all.
Hey Maddie, let me help you out. So I recently purchased a shower speaker. I'll send you the link to that on Amazon.
Oh, yes, okay. Please. Cause I always put music on when I'm in the shower, even though like a lot of times I want to listen to my ebook. Because I can't hear the words clearly enough for the book.
Yeah. I've been bringing
best it. Purchase. It's great.
Oh, yeah. Send that to me, please. We'll include that in the show notes, too.
Yeah, and, like, anything that makes your shower, like, more luxurious, like, fun products like shampoos and...
Spend the money on shaving oil. I will send you the link to that as well. I love it so much more than regular shaving cream.
Well, this is bad, but I usually use conditioner as my shaving cream.
Really?
Yeah, I've done that since, like, high school.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I feel like it works pretty well, but also something that I do when it comes to shaving, I learned this on TikTok also, instead of, like, going up and then starting over, I go, like, up, down, up, down, up, down. Does that make sense? With the razor? Like, I never pick it off my, like, you never take it off my skin. I, like, leave it on, and it makes it 10 times faster and works better. I swear, it's so
weird.
You
feel like it cuts the hair even if you're going, like, the opposite direction?
It doesn't cut the hair when I go down, but it saves the time of, like, picking it up and putting it back down. I know it sounds crazy, but you got to try it. I don't know. And I think when you go down, it takes the hair that was just cut out of the razor so that you have, like, so there's not hair stuck in it when you go back up. Does that make sense?
Yes. I see. So it's almost kind of like writing in cursive. You're not picking the pen up.
Yeah. Yeah. Similar idea. But yeah, having, like, yummy smelling, like, why can't I think of the word for soap?
Self-care, like, really is different for everyone.
What is, like, soap shower gel? For
body
shower?
Wash?
Body wash. Thank you. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Having, like, good smelling body wash. And, I like the Olaplex line for hair care. It's kind of expensive, but I feel like it keeps my hair healthy. And then, also eating well and drinking enough water, which Katie, you talked about. And then I've been doing my, like, skincare routine morning and night without fail because I cannot skip a day. And also I tried adding in a new product, like Amy, when you were here, and it made my skin super angry. So I'm not going to do that again.
What did you try?
It's called Differin Gel. It's supposed to be for, like, I think it's supposed to be for, like, breakouts and smoothing your skin and stuff like that. And it has so many good reviews. But then I started, like, looking into it further because I was like, what is going on with my skin? And it was like, I found a lot of people saying that it made them break out really bad. And I think it's too strong for me because I have, like, super sensitive skin.
Mm.
So I just went back to my regular routine and it's getting better, thank goodness. But yeah, doing that morning and night. And, like, Katie, what you said, if you don't have time to do makeup, because I do have days, like today I didn't get ready at all because it was just a crazy day. But I did wash my face and, like, do my skincare because that's one thing that I, like, want to do for sure. And then getting outside, like you said, the sun is so good for making you feel your best. And then this is a very specific thing, but, like, chopping and preparing, like, the vegetables and fruit that we get from the grocery store. Like, I always make sure to wash my produce really well, especially lately. And because we're buying so many strawberries and raspberries and things because Michael really likes them. So
yeah, no one prepared you, I bet, for how much money you're gonna be spending on fresh fruit for your child, huh?
Oh my gosh. Seriously, it's like we have to make specific trips to the grocery store for his strawberries because he's got to have his strawberries. But it's okay because we're eating more fresh produce too because of
right
that. And, like, we went to we've been going to fruit stands and, like, doing, and that's a fun thing to do anyway. And
that is
so
fun.
Yeah, we've been doing that. But while I'm, like, chopping and preparing vegetables and things, I again listen to podcasts, or we put on, we have, like, a dinner playlist that we listen to when we're making dinner.
Josie's been really into, like, helping me and, like, helping me chop veggies and stuff, and, like, it does, like, seeing it through her, like, it becomes this, like, fun, exciting thing instead of just, like, oh, I've got to prepare dinner. It's like, oh, we get to do this together.
And honestly, like, having, one of the best things about having kids is it makes the, like, super ordinary things feel really, like, magical almost. Sometimes Michael will be doing something for the first time and it's like you just see wonder and, like, curiosity in them that's, I don't know, it makes it so much more fun and, like, you can't help but smile and, you know, it just makes it more, the everyday stuff more fun in that way. Oh, I've been, like you said, I've been reading a lot more too this year. I got a Kindle in, I think end of January. And because of the Kindle, I like read so much more because it's so much easier to buy books on there. And it's mm-hmm. also so much easier because you're not having to hold it open with two hands. Because when I'm holding Micah or like feeding him or whatever, it's so easy to just have that in one hand. It's the same as if you're holding your phone, and mine's small enough that it's just like perfect in my hand.
Right.
And Amy sent me a video today that said that reading decreases your stress by like 68% or something like that.
I believe that.
And
I mean, so, it's according to a TikTok video, but she did say according to a study. I didn't double check her, but I believe her.
I believe her too.
She looks very trustworthy.
Yeah. I can't imagine that reading would be stressful unless you were reading something that was like a thriller or like a scary book or something, but I don't read those and I don't watch scary stuff either, so I don't have to worry about that.
Like when I'm not reading, I'm thinking about it. Like I'll be washing dishes or whatever it is, like later, and like I'm thinking, like trying to come up with what's going to happen next, or like I wonder why this happened, whatever it is. Like I keep thinking about it. So it's like you're still enjoying it even when you're not like actively reading.
That's because I put you onto a good series.
And since we're both reading the series, which is the Throne of Glass series, I'm sure Katie's wondering how you pronounce the name Chowl.
It's okay. Kale.
I've been pronouncing it Cole because Kale is dumb.
Amy and I were talking about it, and I was like, I've literally been pronouncing it Chowl. Or Chowl or something. I don't even know.
For anyone that hasn't read these books, it's spelled C-H-O-A-L.
I think it's C-H.
It's A-O-L.
AOL, my bad. See, I want it to be something other than what it is. So we didn't know how to pronounce it, but we looked it up, and it's kale, like the green vegetable.
Well, I'm going to keep saying Cole.
That's fine. I think you can read it however you want to.
But yeah, like reading instead of scrolling is so good for my mental health, because unless I'm like interacting with a friend or like, I don't know, a lot of the time when you're just scrolling, you're seeing stuff that's not necessarily positive, and it's not really like helping you in very many ways. Right. Even though I was just talking about how much TikTok has taught me, but
well, and there's anyways. A time and a place for both.
Yeah.
Because like if I'm up in the middle of the night, usually I try not to get my phone out, but if it's like a prolonged wake up, I sometimes will get it out because it just sometimes takes too much mental effort to read.
Oh, true. And it keeps you, videos keep you awake better than reading. Reading right. keeps you to sleep a lot of the time. So I totally get that. I do that too. So yeah, reading is a good habit to get into. It feels so good to be back into like the habit of reading instead of, there were so many years that went by that I like very rarely read just for fun. It was, I think it's because in college I was reading textbooks all the time, so it just kind of took the fun out of it. But now I'm like back in that groove and I love it. These are like kind of cleaning, organizing things that just like make me feel I have my life together. And one of them is cleaning out my purse regularly because
that's a good one.
It can get so bad. And like when you're trying to find something in there when you're in a hurry and there's seriously everything. Like there was one day I was at work and I was pulling out like baby toys and like an
mashed
old
up Cheerios.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is terrible. So cleaning my purse out. And then when your purse is clean and you like reach in to get something and it's just like your wallet and like your just these very few things and it's so clean, it feels so good. It really makes me feel like I have my life together so well. Let's see, getting rid of like clothes that I don't wear and trying to keep my closet somewhat organized because this is really hard for me. I have such a hard time parting with things for some reason. Like I still have a pair of pants from high school that I for some reason can't get rid of even though I haven't worn them in forever. But at the same time, they're the only pair of pants I have that are low rise like flare jeans anymore, and they're coming back in style. So I'm like, maybe that's gonna pay off. I don't know. but yeah, trying to like donate stuff as much as possible is always good. Breaking down the recycling, like as soon as I get a box from Amazon, breaking it down right then and there because those can pile up
quickly. Those pile up quickly, yeah.
And they take up so much room when they're not broken down.
I like the, like, going through and, like, giving things away thing. Because, like, if I see, like, physical clutter around, it adds to, like, my mental clutter. Like, it...
Oh, me too.
It definitely makes me feel, like, scatterbrained and kind of chaotic. So that is big.
Yeah, 100%. I feel that way too. And then when I make my bed, as soon as I wake up, I always love getting into a fresh made bed at night. So that's always good.
I always feel like my toes are trapped. So that's, you're so good about that. But I always feel like I'm like suffocating when my sheets are tucked in too tight.
When I do, well, I don't tuck my sheets in, but I do make the bed. So like,
well, Maddie, according to a study that I just made up, people sleep better when their toesies are not squished.
I don't tuck my sheets, so I actually like pull the blankets up and like flip the blanket under my feet when I do go to sleep. But I just like having the bed made when I get into it.
Wait, so then do you have to feel of it? Do you tuck it and then untuck it when you go to bed?
No, so I don't tuck anything. So everything is just out, and then I like pull it under my feet when I get into the bed. But someone did tell me that you're supposed to let your sheets air out after you're done sleeping. So I'll like leave it as I like when I drink my coffee and I come back. I think
that was me, because when you tuck them in, immediately it encourages bacteria growth.
No, it really does. It like you're supposed to let them air out. So that is a good thing. But then I do come back and try and make it some days, which is, it's just nice walking into the room after a long day and it's like, oh, yay. Like it doesn't look crazy on the, like, I don't know.
Right.
I like that
hotel feeling.
Yeah.
Someone's bed may look messy, but their sheets might be cleaner because they don't make their bed.
Well, I think if you let it sit for a little bit, it's okay. But anyways.
I'm just trying to put a positive spin on not making your bed.
I know you are. I can tell. And then really quick products that I love. We got an espresso for Anton's Father's Day gift. And oh my gosh, I love it. Like, I know
the Laird's gift. The foam at the top is so nice.
Well, okay, the reason that I love it is because I had a Keurig before. And Keurigs are, I'm sorry to Keurig people, but they are trash compared to an espresso. Like, the coffee is completely different.
Yeah.
I actually can make a coffee that tastes like the coffee that I would get out and about, which I've never been able to do before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so worth it because I've saved money from getting coffee out now, which is good because I was spending an embarrassing amount of money on Dutch Brothers. You know what I want to talk about really quickly is Anton's been taking cold showers every morning, and he says it's making a huge change for him, but I like cannot bring myself to do it.
No, I don't think I could either, but good for Anton.
Like, I really want to, but like, I just can't. Like I can't.
Is he feeling more awake, or why is he? Why
yeah,
is he
and, well, that? And like it's been shown to like give you more energy, and
it's,
yeah, and so there's lots of benefits to it. But I just like, oh man, when you're first waking up to like take a cold shower is so hard to do. But yeah, it's so good for you. But I kind of want to try it. I'm just scared to try it. Products. Okay, sorry. Getting
well,
back to
you
products.
Do that, and you report back to us and let us know how that goes.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that will be my new thing that I'm going to learn about and teach you guys.
Okay.
I feel like there are a lot of unpleasant things that'll help wake you up in the morning. I don't know if that
but it has
a good idea.
It has health benefits too. It is. I promise it's like super good for you because it's similar to cryotherapy, which they do at my work. But anyways, what was I saying? Before. Oh, we're going to do, we were talking about doing some podcast episodes later on this summer about like where each of us learns a new skill or a hobby or about a certain topic and then teaches the other one on the episode. So maybe that will be part of mine. Okay, I'm going to look into that. Maybe I'll do like how to perfect your morning routine to be an optimal person.
There you go.
Okay, no, okay. Anyways, products. When I buy new makeup, that is kind of a form of self-care for me because it makes me happy. And then the next day when I'm getting ready, I look forward to it so much. And there's nothing like opening a fresh, like, thing of mascara or a fresh powder compact or something because it works so well when it's brand new. And then you realize how bad your old one was and you're like, oh my gosh, this probably should have been thrown out a long time ago. And let's see, coffee runs honestly are self-care for me. There are days when I'm like having a really hard day and I'm like, let's just go on a coffee run, and it makes me feel so much better. Especially if you go for a walk afterwards with it, that just like perfects the day.
I don't get coffees very often, but when I do, it's when I take like Josie to the park and I go and get myself a little treaty treat, little drinky dink, and I carry that around with me at the park. And it's like, I don't know why, it makes the park so much more enjoyable.
Katie, I've never heard a treaty treat before, but that's...
I know, we heard treaty treat and drinky drink.
A treaty treat and a pinkity drinkity.
I don't know that I've ever said treaty treat before in my life, but I do say drinkity. I do say drinky dink.
Drinky dink.
Yeah. It usually ends with drinky dinky do. But
Katie was a kindergarten teacher. We'll let that slide.
Well, it's rubbed off because Aaron says it now too. So.
Oh my gosh, I can see him saying that though.
It would just be funny if after a rugby match, all his like guy friends is like, "Yeah, you guys want to go get a drinky drinky do now?"
They would not bat an eye.
Let's see. Okay. Oh, pedicures are self-care for me when I am able to do them. Mom and I are actually going to go get one tomorrow morning so that I have cute toes for vacation.
I'm having FOMO now.
Oh, if only you lived closer.
Pedicures make me uncomfortable, so I don't have FOMO.
I'm not going to lie. When they get the cheese grater out and start, like, doing my heels with it, it's a little embarrassing. But I was talking to Mom and Dad yesterday when we were planning this, and Dad was like, yeah, like, a pedicure doesn't sound so bad. Like, obviously, like, I wouldn't do, like, the polish or anything, but, you know, just have them, like, do, like, the massage and that kind of thing. And I was like, well, they might have to get the sander out of your feet. And Dad was like, oh, no, I have baby smooth feet. And Mom was like, Mom was like, yeah, he really does have baby smooth feet. I think it's because I walk around barefoot all the time that I get, like, calluses on my heels sometimes. But I saw this, not to reference TikTok for the 20th time, but I saw this video that made me laugh so hard where this guy is getting a pedicure. And he's like, I just wanted to get a nice pedicure. And then he, like, flips the camera and she's got, like, a sander from the Home Depot, like an electric one, and she's like going to town on his feet. I'm like, oh my gosh. But it works well, but that's embarrassing. But yeah, like, pedicures are the best because they have the massage chairs, and like, I love going with someone so you can chit chat and having a coffee to drink while you're there. It's so nice. I saw this old lady that was getting one and she had her Kindle, and I was like, you know what? When I'm an old lady, that's what I'm gonna do.
I do think that, like, okay, so painting your fingers or your toenails a really bright color, that is, that, like, gives yourself a little, like, extra boost. Like, I just try and do my toes, like, a really bright color when I paint them. And in college, one of my roommates, I remember she, like, had gotten her nails done, and there was this old lady, like, that's what made me think of it, Val, and you're right, that had gotten her nails done, and it was face melting orange, I think is what the name of the color was. It was something ridiculous like that. And she did it, and the lady goes, well, bright nails, happy heart. And, like, I think that's totally true.
That's cute. I like to take long showers. I kind of talked about that. And then I love having when you, like, after you get out of the shower and you put, like, lotion on and your legs are shaved and then you get into a fresh, clean bed. That is, like, the best feeling of all time.
And then you have to rub your legs together a little bit like a cricket just so you can feel how smooth they are.
Yes, it feels so good. And you smell so good. It's just, like, the best way to go to sleep.
I think Aaron knows every time I shave my legs because I'm like, feel them. Just feel them. You have to feel how smooth they are and tell me how smooth they are.
Yeah, honestly, I think I do the same thing because it's like, this doesn't happen all the time. So a lot of the time they're a little bit pokey. So
Josie informing me when I need to shave lately. She'll, like, come next to me and, like, put her arms around me and be like, oh, that's pokey. Thank you, child.
And then I have just having cozy blankets and bedding is always so nice. And, like, turning at nighttime instead of having, like, the bright lights on, having the lamps and dimmer lighting on, I always like that. And then also I love to buy plants. I feel like that's a form of self-care for me.
You are a plant lady now.
It's like I take care of my plants, and that makes me feel like I'm taking care. It makes me feel like I have my life together when my plants are thriving, because I cannot keep something alive outside, but I can keep them alive inside. So it makes me feel good about myself. But yeah, I think that's everything for me. So Amy, you want to take it away?
Take it away, Amy.
We must be too similar because you guys took away a lot of mine.
Honestly, I feel bad that you're going last because I do feel like there's not a ton left. But don't you worry, know what?
I'll find something.
We all have our individual things we enjoy, though.
Just give me a minute. I'll think of something. Well, mine are similar things, but they're just done a little differently than you guys, which is partly because I do not have any children. So when I do my makeup, like when I wake up, from the time I wake up and do my breakfast and then I'm totally done doing my hair, my makeup, eating, getting dressed, everything, it's usually close to 2 hours. Mm. And it's because I have the time. And even when I was working, I'd wake up at 5 in order to be able to do this. I wake up slowly. Maybe I should try the cold shower thing, but I don't want to. So I take that time to get ready and I watch a show while I get ready because, like you guys said, it sets the tone. So I'll usually watch something funny. Recently, I don't know why, I've been into the Scooby-Doo reruns, so I've been watching some of those. I have to watch something that I've seen before so I don't get distracted by it and just start watching TV instead of doing my makeup. But yeah, I love buying new makeup. I love going to Ulta to buy new makeup because if you don't like it, you can return it and get your money back, which is awesome.
Yeah, you just told me this like last week. I had no knowledge of that. Like, that's really cool.
Yeah, it's wonderful because okay, I never want to spend the money on new products because if I try them and don't like them, I don't want to waste the money.
When Amy was here, we went to Ulta and I bought a primer, which I love. Good job, Amy, on that recommendation. And then I bought a blush and I don't like it, but I will probably never return it because I don't ever go to Ulta. So,
just go to Ulta.
Blush is something I never used to use. Like, but even when I don't have time for foundation or something, I will still put a little bit of blush on my cheeks lately because I feel like it just gives me that much more, like, it just makes me feel like I look a little bit more, like, awake. We'll have a little bit more color.
Glow.
It makes me look like a clown.
I feel like you're using the wrong color or too much.
I don't know. I just like bronzer better.
Well, I use both, yeah.
I feel like with both, it looks like too much. I don't know. Maybe I'm just not used to it, but I feel like it looks like too much. And then I kind of feel like I look sunburned. I don't know. I need to practice it, probably.
People are wanting that sunburned look. It's like what they're going for, though.
See,
I've seen people say that. They'll say it gives you that nice little pink sunburned look, and I'm like, oh, I didn't know we were shooting for that.
It sounded like you said something else.
What?
Oh, it did not sound like you said shooting just now.
It sounded like you said something else.
What did it say?
Another word that starts with SH.
That would not make a whole lot of sense when it comes to sunburns.
Continue.
Anywho. Anyways, yeah, so if you like makeup and you're trying this stuff, but you don't want to have to buy something, I don't know if you're gonna like it, just go to Ulta, because you open it, you use a little bit, and you can return it. It's great. So I like doing that. I love shopping, but I don't want to spend a ton of money all the time, especially when I don't really need, if it's something that I need, like something that's missing from my wardrobe, I'll, you know, let myself buy it, maybe it's maybe a little more than I would normally spend, but if I'm out there buying another sundress and I already have 50 or so, I make sure it's a good deal, usually. So I like the shopping for that, and that was definitely a form of self-care in college because I was too broke to do normal shopping. And I remember sometimes I've had a really stressful day and I just needed to cool off, I would go to the Goodwill and shop for a little bit and find some dresses for like 99 cents. And same as you guys, like exercising, I love going for like a long walk, especially if I can go someplace pretty and do it, which was, uh-huh. I mean, I know I complained about Alaska a lot being cold and everything, but I will say it was the most beautiful place to go for a walk. I had scenic views all around me just walking in my neighborhood. So I do miss that. Gorgeous. Yeah, I really do miss that. That was so nice. But I just could go for a really long walk, and I'd call one of you guys or mom or grandma when I went for a walk, and so that was really nice too. And I do think that some of my self-care, like reading, I love reading. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes my self-care, if I do a little too much in excess, it can become like almost the opposite of self-care because I neglect other things I should be doing because of the thing. Like I'll get into a book and I will read until 2 a.m. and then I wake up the next day exhausted. So that's where like my self-care thing turns into a problem. So
right.
I feel like, and that's the way with other things too, like, oh, self-care might be shopping for me, but, you know, if I do it a little too much, then my closets get overcrowded and I maybe won't save as much money and that kind of thing. So I think I have to find a nice little line between self-care and this is excessive.
That makes sense.
And I'm just spoiling myself every day. You know, I have to like find the difference. Right. Oh, but another thing for exercise, for self-care,
Jade and I have found this, like, it's like a rock climbing place, but they also have some yoga classes and workout classes, but they have a ton of different routes you can climb, and they have automatic belay systems, so you don't have to be belay certified, and you just go in and climb, and it's awesome. So we got memberships for that today, and I think that's going to be really fun, because I could go with Jade or by myself, and it's got the mock, and I don't think they're hurt my knees or anything, because it's not has really much of an impact.
Rock climbing is the most deceivingly hard workout of all time.
Oh gosh, it looks so much harder, like it looks so much easier than it is. I watched most doing it thinking, yeah, I could do that. And then you start to do it, and it's like, why do my hands hurt so bad?
Like, my forearms gave out so fast. Like, my legs could have kept climbing, but my forearms were dead. So mm-hmm. It's like, if you don't have your grip strength, then you can't rock climb, you know?
Right. Nope. We definitely had to take some breaks in between because, yeah, my hands would get so tired. Everything else was fine, but my hands would be exhausted. So we'll just have to – I haven't done rock climbing in, like, 4 or 5 years. So we just have to build that back up.
It's fun. Yeah, that's actually such a, like, fun thing to start doing this summer.
Mm-hmm. It is. But, so that's, yeah, and it's air-conditioned in there, so, you know, talk about that.
Sometimes I do make an excuse just to go to somewhere air-conditioned when it gets really hot in here.
Yeah. I also like getting, like, a drink from someplace, even though I can't do coffee anymore, which is makes me very sad. I'll get, like, a strawberry refresher from Starbucks just so I can get out something because it feels like a treat, so it feels fun. Same thing as you guys, self-care is so nice for me. It's just like singing really loud to the radio in my car, not the radio, it's usually my Spotify playlist. Or, oh, fun fact, if you go to Spotify and you type upside down, it'll show you your upside down playlist for Stranger Things. I just realized none of you have been watching that, have you?
No, I finished it.
Oh, okay. So do you have Spotify?
Yes.
Type upside down the search, and it'll show you your songs to like get away from Vecna or like some of them.
Oh, so everybody has their own?
Mine was, like, specific to me. It has some Stranger Things songs in it, but it also had a bunch of songs I listened to a lot. I think the top one was a song from the Mamma Mia soundtrack. So, shaming happens. You guys know what to do.
I'll have to look that up. That'd be interesting. The newest season is so much scarier than
I haven't wanted to watch it.
I feel like it's not that. You don't have to close your eyes at, like, 3 or 4 different points, and then you're fine.
Yeah, it is good, though. But.
Yeah. I guess it's a little off base or off track. So same as you guys, I like to keep things a little clean. To me, I definitely feel more stressed out if everything's messy or not organized. It bothers me. So keeping track of that stuff. And self-care is also the things that aren't super fun, but definitely make you feel good. Like, you know, going to the dentist and getting checkups and brushing your teeth and going to bed on time and all that kind of stuff that isn't necessarily – I mean, going to bed on time can't be fun when you're really tired.
I can't believe I failed to mention I'm a massage therapist and didn't tell you guys to get massages as self-care. That's terrible.
Ooh. Massages. Well, I will take that as an excuse to get a massage. Thanks, Maddie.
Let me just expand slightly. Massages, like, not only does it, like, feel great and help you physically, but the benefits mentally, I think, are so huge. Just having that time to be, like, still and have someone care for you in a quiet, like, peaceful room is the benefits are huge. So get a massage. Book a massage.
There you go.
I think if you're a local, book it with me.
Yeah.
I think it's great pointing out how self-care isn't the same for everybody else, because when I thought of self-care, I always thought of people going to get their nails done. And I like the final product, but I don't find that experience very relaxing or enjoyable, and it's not something I enjoy spending money on. I'll spend money on clothes and stuff, but I just don't like it that much.
Even pedicures?
I don't know. Not that. I just don't like it that much. I'm not saying they're super expensive or overpriced, but I would rather spend that money on so many other things. And normally when people say that, I think, whatever. Like, and I spend money on stupid stuff, but that's just not something I'd rather just paint my nails really fast myself.
Yeah, I guess it's all, like, on what, like, people value and what they would rather.
Yeah.
Like, people always have different things they'd rather dedicate their money to.
Well, I also have very ticklish feet, so, you know, it's all just...
Oh, you know what? I can totally see how that would take the fun out of it.
But...
If you can't relax, then there's no point.
The end process always looks very nice, though. I don't know why, but for me, I don't care if I don't have nail polish on my fingers, but if I don't have it on my toes... It's like suddenly my toes become ugly because my fingers, I'm like, oh, they just look natural and nice when there's no nail polish. But with no nail polish on my toes, I'm like, ooh, no.
I feel the same way, and my toes don't even look like my own toes when they don't have nail polish on.
I don't know what it is about toes, but I judge my toes very strongly when they don't have nail polish on.
Amy, did you have any, like, specific products or anything you wanted to talk about?
Something I started doing with skincare that I really like, it's, I think the brand is Pacifica, but it's a CNC Love. So C, like the ocean, and then C, like the thing that's good for your skin, Love. It's a serum you should put on your face at night, and I just really like it. I feel like it made my skin tone, everything more even looking and more hydrated. I really like it.
Like a vitamin C serum?
Yeah, it has a few other things in it too, but it's mostly vitamin C, I think. But I really enjoy that. That's something kind of new that I got. And, I mean, there's a lot of makeup products that I like. Like the when I recommend Maddie the primer, it's the e.l.f. Poreless Putty Primer, which is great, and it's not that expensive, which is awesome. A lot of e.l.f. stuff is great because it's dupes for all the expensive things, I feel like. I guess just last thing, I mean, for me, self-care, I think the whole look good, feel good thing, I do believe that. So getting my hair done, doing my makeup, I like to self-tan, all that kind of stuff for me feels like self-care. And I just make sure that I can get everything else I need to get done, whether it's work or household chores or center house, whatever it is, that I can get done outside of that part of what I need to do. And so I just make time for it. So if I have work, I wake up earlier. If I have things to do, I schedule it out. But I like what you guys said about setting a timer and just go and getting chores done and then being done with it. Because I think that would actually help a lot because I wouldn't get distracted by my phone and everything else. And then you can see how much you truly get done in a short amount of time. So I'm going to try that.
It makes you realize that it doesn't take all day to clean your house. It's just that the little things that you like do in between take up a lot of time.
Right. Taking care. Oh, and eating healthy. Eating healthy, obviously, because when I eat badly, I feel absolutely horrible. So, yeah, eating pretty healthy, exercising, doing things that make me feel good about the outside appearance, and you know, spending time with Jaden and talking to you guys on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Self-care has a lot of different facets to it, and I would say like mental, emotional, physical, environmental, spiritual, recreational, and social. So I found this little like graphic that we can include, and I think that we like going to church. Like we didn't really touch on like the spiritual.
Oh, that too. Going that to too. Church
is something that like is huge. Like I didn't want to like end this episode without talking about that, and then just you know. When I say like, or I talk about being thankful, it's not just writing it in my journal, but it's also like just having like an ongoing dialogue. Like I think like saying like formal prayers is important, but just throughout the day, just like when I'm thinking about it, it's like, thank you, God, for like, thank you for my beautiful girls, or like, thank you for the sunshine. Thank you for the glitter in my sunscreen today. It made me happy. Whatever it is. Thank you for my health. Like, or like if I'm having a particularly rough day, like taking the time to just close my eyes, take a few deep breaths and just like pray for like the patience, like, and the like strength that I need to get through whatever it is I'm dealing with. Like I definitely don't want to like end this episode without talking about that.
I don't know. I didn't even think to mention it. I think because it's part of our daily life that we didn't, I don't think we even consider it self-care so much. It's more like a fundamental, like,
right?
You know what I mean?
Like, it's what was one of those unconscious things. Yeah, it's an unconscious thing I do, but like when I really stop and think about it, it's like that's really important and something I do every day.
Yeah, so. You're right. You're totally right.
I do the same thing. And sometimes if I'm alone and something really, really good happens, or I just feel really happy or something, sometimes I'll even say it out loud. I'll be like, "Oh, thank you." I also did that once when I was in a car accident. I definitely yelled it out in the car. I was like, oh my gosh, thank you. Because I didn't die. So.
Well, that was everything for our self-care episode. We hope you enjoyed it and can take something away from it to add into your own life for some self-care. Be on the lookout for some new episodes coming out soon. Also, we have a TikTok account now, so make sure to go follow that. And
also Instagram and Facebook.
Yes. And it's all just at She's My Sister Podcast.